typical scene. We haven't had sex in 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Do I come home and say, what's the problem? Or let's try something different in the bedroom.
Well, I would first say, go ahead, carpe diem, say, I miss you, I love you, we haven't done it for a while. You don't even have to point that out, but I want you right now. Who can really resist that, even if they're not in the mood?
You'd be surprised.
But
you'd be surprised.
The other thing I would let somebody know, too, is that I'm really, you know, hurting or missing you. I would like for us to be intimate again. It means a lot to me. What can we do to make sure that this is an important priority for us?
When should couples then get therapy? Because I tell you, doctors, we do a lousy job. I'll be the first one to tell you. When the topic of sex, you know, education and sex health comes into the office, I don't have the knowledge. And it's kind of light conversation, and I do say some of the things that you just mentioned, but we don't have the training to deal with sexual dysfunctions, especially in couples as they get a little bit older. When should they go seek professional help?
Well, if somebody wants to see a therapist or counselor, I would say do it because you're dealing with trauma, with some major problems from your childhood, with negative messaging about sex, basically past issues. But if you're looking to take care of what's going on in the present and get to a better place in the future, go to a sex coach. Even deal with a sex educator, because they'll take where you're at right now and they'll give you the tools and the information you need.
And they put the spices back into the relationship,
exactly.
The hot sauce. Let's deal with distractions, because there's another thing. You know, we got work, we got kids, we got homework. In my house, I got 3 little ones running around all the time. What do? You wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you do it?
Some people might opt to do that. Go for the quickie as well. As I'm sure you know, the more sex you have, the more sex you're going to want. That's partly because we keep that testosterone going in our system.
The quickie.
And the quickie doesn't have to be all-out intercourse. It could be kissing. It could be other forms of touching each other's genitals. It doesn't have to always be all-out lovemaking. And it could be in little secret places, like your shower in the morning before you go to work.
Okay. Aside from the whole, the quickie thing, any foods, anything? Should I buy oysters, chocolate, anything like that?
Well, the thing to know about aphrodisiacs is anything you think is sexy will become sexy to you. It's your brain is your biggest sex organ.
There you go, the brain.
Yeah, so it's all a mental game. And if you think chocolate turns you on, go for it.
All right.
You know, she needs a little bit of champagne to get her going.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Fulbright. Well, there you have it. You know, you got to put the spice back in your sex life and always use your brain. So until next time, I'm Dr. Manny with Health Talk.